Okay, let's get into Chagiga Yerushalmi Daf Chaf, the 20th Daf here in Maseches Chagiga. And we're deep into Tumah V'Tahara. Deep into Tumah V'Tahara here. Different sections within Tumah V'Tahara. Remember the Rambam's Hakdama to Taras. He says we have to know rules of Tumah V'Tahara like we know Kriya Shema. And if you review it over and over and over again, we have to know it like we know Kriya Shema. That's the Rambam's Lashon. So it will read some of those, discussion. But they say the Rambam, we have more kisvei yad of the Rambam's Pirush Mishnayos on Taras than any other. Must be that this is what he devoted so much time to because he knew that, it's more challenging for people, or he was just more connected to it because it's just a total halachic world that has no parallel in the regular, let's say, physical world. They say in terms of learning, on the one hand, right, both are unique but different. But on the one hand, you might say that, like in Bris, they only learn Kachim. Why? Because that's a total halachic reality. So that's their focus. Just to focus on that. So on the one hand, that's the deepest, most unique part of Torah that one can have. But on the other hand, you could say, like the Gemara says in the end of Baba Basra, that if you want to become a chacham, you have to be osek in dini mamonos. But dini mamonos, because then when we're osek in something that's similar and modeled after a given reality that we have in the world, then we compare other monetary laws and legal laws to what it says in Choshen Mishpat. So then that itself, might reflect a beauty of the Torah. So either way, we have Tumah V'Tahara. So we're up to Rav Yossi. So we said in the Mishnah, one of the milas that we spoke about was that for Truma and below, right? There's when there's a Tumah D'Rabbanan that is transmitted to a cup, so you could use the cup as in different sections. And if one of the sections becomes Tameh, so the other sections aren't Tameh. You could have Achorayim, Toch or Tavech, and Beis HaTzviya, three different parts. Okay. So we had a Machlokas yesterday in the Yesterday's Daf for Meir and Rav Yossi. Does that apply to even if one's hands are Tameh, or only if one's hands are Tohar, and we're talking about Tameh liquid on the Kli? So Rav Meir says, in all cases of Tumah D'Rabbanan, your hands are Tameh, your hands are Tohar, Rav Meir. So we had a couple of questions on yesterday's Daf about that. So now we're going to have parallel questions within Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, no, it only applies to Tohar hands. Tohar hands touching Tameh liquid, or potentially coming in contact with Tameh liquid. So these questions could be asked within Rabbi Meir also, because Rabbi Meir also holds that applies to if your Yadayim are Tahoros. But it specifies Rabbi Yossi because it's even questions within Rabbi Yossi. So let us get into Rabbi Yossi, about six lines up from the bottom, on Yutas and Mabeis. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Hayo Yad of Tahoros, Tachar Yakos Tameyim, if the hands are Tahar, that's what Rabbi Yossi requires. If your hands are tahar and the back of the coast, the external part of the coast is tamei, mashke nasan al gabe hayad, you have liquid on the hands. Liquid tar, liquid on your hands. Va'achzu bebe sviyaso, and then you touch the finger notch inside that hole, the back of the cup is tamei. So, no, that's the case. That's the case that we say. Every section is separate. Pshita, shein mashke mitame ben minakos latame asaya. We say it's not going to come. The back of the cup is not going to cause tumah, to where the finger notches, where there's now tahar liquid in there. And the Gemara asks, again, similar questions to we asked it within Rav Meir. Would you say that totally when it's still, even when it separates? Ukashem shein mashke mitame minakos latame asayad. Just like that case, where we have the tar liquid in the finger notch is not going to become tameh from the tameh liquid outside, or the external part of the kli that's tameh, is that even if the liquid leaves that the etzba spot and goes onto a kikar, is it a kula just for the hands, right, or for anything? So Gemara says, that same tosefta that we had problems with the gersas, so we have it again, finishing that same little bit of gersology that we have here. So Nishmaim and Ada, Mashkin again, the Girsos of the Gra that we have on the side. Nishmaim and Ada, Mashkin Tahorin. Liquid, right, Mashkin Tahor liquid. Nisunim Bekarka, you have tar liquid that's on the ground. Naga Bahen, again, now reading from the Gra. Naga, you have tar liquid on the ground. And Naga Ben Kos Shachor of Tameos Bebes Fisaso, a cup that whose back is Tameh, right, the external side is Tameh, but it touched the tar liquid inside, in the finger notch, nitma mashke, the liquid becomes tame. I had only touched the finger notch, not the outside, but this is what we said. The kula is only by the source of tuma being the hands, but not the kikar. Le'ezei davar nitma, what is it nitma? Lo le tame akikar, b'makam acher. Doesn't it mean that the liquid is tame to be able to make something else tame after it separates from this spot? Mibdei shein agav karka, because the source of the tuma is on the ground. Ha agave ayalo, but if the source was on the hands, we wouldn't say that, right? So you see that to answer that question, that it doesn't only apply to the hands, and the, when the Rabbanan said that there's taras yadayim in this case, because the kalim are considered separate sections, it's period total. So Ella, really, this is the question. Just like we said on the yesterday's daf, we answer the first question, we bring another question, the same type of flow here. Ella mashke nasun al gabi akos. You have tame liquid on the exterior of a cup. Tame liquid. Va'achzo b'beis v'yaso. And tar hands, remember, Yossi says it has to be tar hands. Right? You have tame liquid on the outside of the cup, and you put your tar hands inside where the finger is. Afilu kain. Do we say there, ein mashke mitame min hakos latame asayad? Will we say there that the liquid on the back of the cup is not going to be mitame the yad? What's the suggestion? So again, one way of reading this is maybe by dry hands, ironically, it's worse. By moisture, people know to be careful. But maybe by dry hands, he's not so careful. So maybe we're choshes that he touches the side liquid. Maybe he touches the side liquid. Should we be choshes that he touched the mashkin tmeim on the outside of the liquid? So nishminim and adal, let's learn it from this tosefta. Mashkin tmeim, nisunim bebeis viyaso shalkos. You have tummy liquids that are inside the finger spot. Naga bahen, okay, go with the gros girsa. Naga behan kikar tahar. Right, so what happened? You have the liquid, the tummy liquids inside the finger spot, and a naga kikar tahar, a tahar kikar touch nitma hakikar. Right, that becomes tummy, as we said, because there's no kula by the kikar. Lo amar ela kikar aval yad lo. This is only by the kikar you have this chumra. By yad lo, you wouldn't have this chumra by the yad. We wouldn't be choshesh that it would be. It would be a problem here by the hands, and therefore we answer both of those questions. Okay, that brings us to the next section of the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah, have we spoken about the different sections of the kli, and now we get to the next section of the Mishnah, the next kula that we have, so to speak, or the next chumra we have by kachim. The Mishnah says, "Hanosi es hamedrus, nosi es hachum." If I'm carrying something that's tamei medrus, an avatuma, I could carry something in my other hand, truma, as long as I put it into a klicheres. Because why? Because I'm not worried. Klicheres, we know, is only metame mitocho, not migabo. So even if, just in case the medras touches the klicheres on the outside, it's not going to make what's inside tame. It's not going to make the truma tame. But if it's a different type of kli, then it would. But by kachim, we have a higher standard. Hanose es hamedrash, hunose es hatruma, avalo es hakodesh. What's the reason for that chumra? Why are we choshesh anything? Even by kachim, you shouldn't be worried. Rabbi Ba, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, mebnei ma'isa she'ira. Because of the story, sometimes we find a chumra that the Rabbanan put into place because of a specific story, and because of that, they only apply it in the specific story that happened. Ma'isa be'echad she'nikva chaviso upachaga besandalo. There was a story that somebody was carrying their truma in a barrel, and what happens? They got a hole in it, and he stuffed it up with his sandal, which was Medrus Hazav. It was Medrus Hazav, and therefore that was a problem. So that's why they said no more Medrus carrying Kachim. The story was about Kachim. So that's why they did it by Kachim. If you look in the Gemara, in the Bavli and Daf Chav Gimel, a little different story is told, but it's a similar idea that we have there, the Chash. And the Bavli Machshava discussed that by Cheres, the reason that it's Metame Mitocho and not Megabo is because it's only valuable for its usage. It's not there's no value in the material. Metal has value in the material. Glass has value in the material. So even touching it from the outside is touching the material that itself is, the material is chashim, and therefore it is mitame. But by cheres, it's just pottery, it's just earth. And therefore, the only significance that it has is its usage, and that's why it's only mitame mitocho. Only mitame mitocho. Good. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yosef, Hashem, Rabbi Lazar, Avar v'nasa tar. What happens if I did it? I carried a kodesh with my other hand, even though I wasn't supposed to. The Mishnah, the Gemara says tahar. Still tar. Fa'asi, meaning it's the Rabbana were not mitame bidi eved. They didn't just say, don't carry it, then if you did, we're going to make it tame. No, that's not, the Rabbanan didn't say that. That's what we paskin. Vasya hi, dam Rabbi Lazar, and it fits into what Rabbi Lazar says. Yesh mi and sha'amru. Some things the Rabbanan said, lo yisa, arev v'nasa tame. Some things the Rabbanan said, don't carry it, and if you did, we're going to say it's tame. Mid Rabbanan, because of whatever, maisa shahaya. Yesh mi and sha'amru, lo yisa, vim arev v'nasa tar. And some, like here, no, it's don't do it. And if you did, it'll be tahar bidi evid. We're not going to make it tame. What is this? What is the yesh mehen that they said tame? So the achronim Rav Chaim Kanievsky here quotes. Maybe it's the Mishnah in Para in Perek Tes Mishnah Vav, where the Mishnah in Para talks about carrying the mechatas and the efer paraduma on a boat. And there's a story there that's also quoted in the Bavli that there ended up being a piece of a mace. And they were matamis. They said you can't carry it, and maybe there'll be matami at even b'di'evit. But here this is an example of lachadchila. Example of lachadchila. Let's continue one more line, and then we'll make a comment. Amar b'zira kumi rabbi mana les hada amra. Doesn't this show the fact that it is not matame midirabanan or and b'di'evit? If they actually did it, shall also gufo kizavetz lakodesh. It must be that b'di'evit they didn't treat it. This is getting back to what we discussed a few days ago. They didn't treat him mamish like a zav. Right, a person who is on a lower level standard than what we're talking about, like an ochel truma, as compared to an ochel kodesh, as compared to a chatas, we don't treat the person like mamish a zav, as compared to the higher level, right? Because if it would be a zav, then a zav would be carrying this; he won't be able to carry it at all. Itamar asu gufo kizav itzla kodesh vila aver v'nasi epitame. If he carried it, it should be tame, right? So therefore, it must be that it's not. It's a right that he didn't make him actually like a zav. The Gemara says, maybe not a foolproof raya. Amar lei tiftar b'mezuka klakodesh. No, it could be that this person carrying it is carrying it with, even if generally he's in functions on the ochal truma level. Maybe here he's doing he's acting like a kachim. He's keeping the shmira level of kachim. So there's no raya from here. We had the discussion earlier. Is there a raya from elsewhere? But that's the next idea. The fact that it's only a din lechadchila amar v'nasa tahar. But again, some Durabanans were more machmir. But in general, the Rabbanan tell us not to. Right? There's a discussion in the Achronim. The Achronim say that, again, this is not agreed to at all. There are Rishonim, the Ritva, I think, in Nidarim discusses this, not agreed upon. But in general, it's a view that some have. And that is, Isurei Torah are Isurei Chefza, while Isurei Durabanan are Isurei Gavra. Because after all, the Rabbanan can't change the inherent reality of the molecules. Meaning, if chicken and meat, the chicken and milk, the Torah says is mutter, then when the Rabbanan can tell me not to eat it. Don't eat this because you might come to do something else. But the Rabbanan, could the Rabbanan make this poison? Could make this poison for my neshama? So that's why some say no, they can't. They can just tell you normative practice. They can tell you what to do and what not to do. And that's why the Rabbanans are Isurei Gavra. But if they're Isurei Gavra, then they're not going to make something problem b'di'evit, unless it's like a knas type of idea, right? We had earlier, a couple of weeks ago, we had mevatlin isla chadchila, b'mezit aser. B'mezit aser, b'shogig mutter. That shows that what you did doesn't really aser, but we're going to be konis, we're going to fine you. So that's why even here, when it says, nasa avar v'nasa tame, is that because there's a real shash tuma, or just we're going to fine you, but really the Isurei Durabanan are Isurei Gavra, and they just focus on the behavior. This is related to the Nesivos suggests, and the Nesivos has quoted, that you don't have to do tshuva on an Aveira Durabanan Bishogig. Right? There's no kapara that's needed. Right? When we bring a carbon chatas for many Averas done Bishogig, that's Nisa Daraisa. If I do a Nisa Daraisa Bishogig, I still did something wrong. Did something wrong, even though it was Bishogig, so I have to bring a carbon. But an Nisa Durabanan Bishogig, right? Part of the Isur Durabanan, part of the violation is the going against what the Rabbanan told me to do, right? So that relates to the Rambam. The Rambam is quoted in Shulchan Aruch also. Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, in Perek Tes Zayin of Hilchas Mechira, the Rambam says, here, if I sell a piece of meat and it ends up not being kosher. So what's the halacha? Hamokar basal chaver v'nimsa basar b'chor. Peros v'nimsu tavalim, yayin v'nimsa yayin nesach. I sell you something, and it ends up being not kosher, and you ate it already. Masha achlu achlu v'yachsu lenas adamim. You ate it already? I have to pay you back money. I have to pay you back for what you ate, because I sold you something basically garbage, and you paid me for it. I have to give you back the money. V'chein kalamocher davar sha'asu lachlu min ha-Torah, kachu dino. That's the halacha if you sell anything that's asur daraisa. Bein shahaya isura b'kareis, bein shahaya balav bilvat. That's the Rambam. Aval, says the Rambam, again, the end of Hilchus, Perek Tazayin Hilchus Bechira. Aval amocher, davar she'isur achil asur midevei sofrim, but if you sell something that's asur midirabanan to eat, im hayu aperos kayyam and maksur as aperos, no, it's all stomach. Okay, if the fruit is still there, then it's a mechatos. You have to give back the fruit and give back the money. Vim achlan, achlan. But if it's already eaten, if he already ate it, so then he ate it. And he does not have to give back the money. Ve'ena mocher machzor lo klum. Wow. The mocher doesn't have to give back the money. Why not? Why not? So explains the Nesivis. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And explains the Nesivis that when it comes to Isurei Derabanan b'shogeg, you didn't do anything wrong if you did a b'shogeg. Right? We're not going to fault you for that if you did it something b'shogeg. Right? And there, that's the, let me get the lashon of the lashon of the Nesivis. Says the Nesivos. Says the Nesivos here. Actually, here in Reish Lamed, yeah, the Meshech Chachma quotes this Nesivos. That's what I'm trying to doing a few through the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma quotes the Nesivos in the context of Lo Sasur. And that's what he relates it here in Sarach Shum Kapara. Yeah, the Nesivos says, and the Shach discusses this. Says the Nesivos. In a move on, let me find the lashon of the Nesivos. Elavadai de'eno nanash klal ala shogeg be'isur derabanan. V'harihu la'ochel ki'ilu ochel k'sheira. V'hari nana kamo mena k'sheira. U'mishamachi tzarek l'shalem kol demei hana'aso. Kamo b'zeh nana v'zeh chaser. Mu'at deklalahu tzarek l'shalem k'fim ha'shenana. Mashenki be'isur daraisa sh'bekabal onesh ala shogeg v'chesrono gadol mei hana'aso. That was the language of the Nesivos that's quoted here. In the Meshech Chachma quotes this in his context of defending the Rambam against the Ramban's attacks. Reish Lamed Dalid, the Nesivos in Reish Lamed Dalid, that's the Makar that Sif Gimel. Okay, so that's a little on Isur Derabanan Gavra, and that's why it makes sense if it's Tor B'Dieved, even if it's Tameh, it's just a Knas. Says the Gemara. The next difference was how you tovel things. By Kodesh, I have to untie everything that's connected. If you have a bed, if you have a beged, I have to make sure it's undone so that water can get in for sure. To untie the strings and to clean out all of the holes and dry it out. Rashi has a lashon here on Daf Chaf that it seems like the water will be some type of chatitza, which the other Achronim are Rishonim are bothered by. What does Rashi mean? It just means to clean it out. The achar kach kosher, and then you can tie it back after you tovel. Ubetruma kosher v'achar matvel. By truma, you don't have to worry about it. What's the difference? Again, so Gemara says ochle truma is reason name. Ochle truma are zaris, are careful, and therefore v'hem chatzin osa, they would be chotze. What's chotze? Carbon aide. Menakinoso. Shlo yeh ba davar chotzeitz. Right? There won't be a davar chatitza. Right? And therefore, that's the reason why ochle truma were not so machbet. Ochle akodesh, yenem zrizim, yenem chatzim osa. Like we said earlier, ochle kodesh, they don't eat it as much. Maybe the Yisraelim, they're not as zaras, they're not as focused, and therefore they're not going to clean it as much. And therefore, we wouldn't allow it. You have to undo the whole thing. Period. Says the next Mishnah, second Mishnah here in this parak of the differences. We continue the differences, the Milos. Let's say you made a kli. If I made a kli, it's a new kli, totally new kli. It was Nigmar Bitara. I made sure to finish it Bitara. Still, it needs to be told. If you're going to use it for kachim, it needs a mikvah. So you can feel like kodesh, have a little truma, but not l'truma. This is separate from the mitzvah of Tevilas Kalim. Tevilas Kalim is a separate mitzvah. Anything, this is talking about a Jew made these Kalim, right? Tevilas Kalim is paralleled after Geirus. When somebody becomes Jewish, they have to go to the mikvah. When I have a kli that I want to use, and it was made by a guy, I want to be Mosif Kedusha to that kli, and therefore I have to tovel it. That's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about a kli that was made by a Jew. There's an issue of chash of tuma vatara, says the Mishnah. So again, if it was finished for truma, that's fine. But for kodesh, it's going to need a mikvah. Next difference: a kli mitzarif mashe besochol a kodesh avolol a truma. A kli combines everything in it. Mashe besochol a kodesh avolol a truma. If a kli has six different pieces of truma in it, and a full yom touches only one of those pieces, the rest of them are still tahar by truma. When it comes to kodesh, no. If one of them is touched, they're all They're all tame. You see the korban eida. Hayochatichos harbe shel ochlin bekli echad. You have a lot of pieces of food in one kli. V'nagat tzvul yom shu posel as a truma ba'achaz man. Tzvul yom, which is called, who is a sheni latuma, touches truma. Truma is susceptible to shlishi. So therefore it touches the truma. Kli mitzarfan. Lios kulan chaticha achas. V'nifsu kulan bakodesh. By kodesh, they are all pasul, even though by truma they are not. Harevi'i, next difference. Harevi'i bakodesh pasul v'ashlishi batruma. How susceptible do you get? So truma could even be a shlishi, right? If a shlishi touches truma, nothing happens. But revi'i bakodesh, ubatruma, next, im nitmeis achas miyadav, if one of my hands touches something, tame midarabanan, midaraisa, so my whole body becomes tame. But midarabanan, one of my hands could become tame, not the other one. Nitmeis achas miyadav, chaverta tahora. Ubakodesh matposhtem, but by kodesh, they're both, I have to be tovol both of them, be matvol both of them, as we learned earlier. But again, that's only talking about moist hands. If the tummy hand was wet, but hayad, but if they're dry, then vayan matami es chaverta. Bakodesh avalo lechuma. If they're dry hands, then if one of them is tame for kodesh, it passes on that tuma to the other hand, even dry. Avalo lechuma. So again, another difference. Period. Says the Gemara, Tani, Maisa Bisha Achas Shaiso Regas Beged Echad Patara. There was a woman that was making, that was weaving a Beged Patara. She was making sure that nothing tummy came. Ubate, it's Rabbi Shmuel Ishala. The kid to Rabbi Shmuel, she came to Rabbi Shmuel asking, do I have to Tovel? Do I have to Tovel? Because she knew that it was this Chumra. Umrlo, she says, Yodas and Ishlo Nitma. I know from the time that I was, that not when I started, because it's not Makabal Tuma yet, when it's just strings, but from the time that it became 3x3 etzba'o size, which is nirei latuma, that's the language of the Karban Eda, I knew it. No Tuma touched it. No, from that time that it was right to be a beged. El ashlo nasati daiti l'shomra, but I didn't consciously focus. I know it didn't become Tame, but it wasn't like my focus of it. I just happened to know that it didn't become that. Shalom nasati daiti l'shomra. It wasn't a positive shmira. It was just, you know, I know. Mitok shehu botka, while Rabbi Shaul was asking around, not that he was going to change his mind, that you don't need, it's a din is a din, you're going to have to be tovalid, but he wanted to prove to her maybe, and maybe even see. Mitok shehu botka, amrlo, in the middle of the discussion, she said, oh, you know what? Nida bust. It was a nida that once came to say hello to me, one of my friends. Umatki mi bechevel, and she pulled the string with me, helping me do the loom. So ba'osa sham Rabbi Shmuel hears this and realizes that the chachamim gedolim hein divrei chachamim. The chachamim's words are great. Sha'amru kelim anigmar betara. They say that any kli that's a finished betara still. So you can tila lakodesh avlo l'truma, the higher standard. We don't want to mess around when it comes to kudshim. Number one story, similar. Shuv ma'isa v'isha achas shayso reges mitpachas ota achas betara. Same thing, a woman was making a certain mitpachas betara. Boss eitzar bishmol isha olo. And she came to Rishmol to ask, so I have to tovel. Same thing. Amrlo yodas anishlo nitma. I know that it wasn't become tame. El shonosati daiti l'shomer. But it wasn't a positive focus of Shmira. Mitok shubotka, again, while he was discussing it with her, Amrlo, she said, oh, nifsaka nimachas. It was one time that one of the strings ripped. The kashartia befi, and I tied it. I held some of the string with my mouth to try to help me tie it together. One second with my mouth, but it could be that she had been Anida earlier, and there was still liquid saliva on her mouth. Says the Karban Eida, the kashartia befe, v'lo aisa tfula l'nidasa. She hadn't yet gone to the mikvah. V'yishlachu shema kisha argava gimel a gimel etzbos when she made it into the size of a baguette, adayin haya roglacha. Maybe the liquid, the saliva was still moist on her lips. For rokanida avatoma. The liquid of anida is an avatoma. So again, Rabbi Shmuel catches her. Bo sasham, Rabbi Shmuel, gadolam him divri chacham. Again, the words are great. Sha'amru kelem adigmar betara, srichan tfil bakodesh avalo lechuma. She said, that he said, great, of the chachamim, kelem that are nigmar betara, nitfila bakodesh. Fine. What's another example? We had this already also earlier. Hachotech, switch a couple of letters. Shfoferes shel kodesh. If somebody is making a reed to use as a reed kli for kudshim. So if somebody's cutting it, chotcha, the cutter, umatbila, and the one that's matbilit, ton tvila. Requires tvila because the kli is, right, midrabanan is considered tameh until it's nitbal. So the one who is chotech umatbil needs tvila in order to be osek b'kachim. So the Gemara says, "Nika chotcha." I understand the cutter is touching the reed, and therefore it's going to be direct matbila. But why does the matbila for sure need tevila? Why is the matbila for sure tame? V'yacharchena b'siv v'yadbila. Why not just wrap it in some type of wrapping so the person being matul is not touching it directly and put it into the mikvah v'yadbila? So why do you have to say the matbila is for sure tame? Amar bila, you're right. But tiftosh chadcha manas latbila. We're talking about one person here. Chadcha manas latbila. So when the person was cutting it, then for sure becoming tame. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ad kan, Rabbi Levi says, up until this difference between kachem and truma, up until this difference of what's the, up to the one that we're about to talk about, the kli mitzarif one, right? Up till there, ad kan b'kachim mikdash hamakudashim. This has to do with, this is the chilek between kodesh and truma. Mikan ve'elach, but from here on in, the following also applies to b'chulin shenasu al taharas hakodesh. Also b'chulin that are done, that are the niyug is al taharas hakodesh, meaning the earlier ones did not apply to chulin shenasu al taharas hakodesh, that you wouldn't have to have the higher standard. The mefarshim point out that in the Bavli, it's the opposite, exactly the opposite. Some try to change this girsa to fit into the Bavli. In the Bavli, it says, up until here was chulin shenasu al taharas hakodesh, and afterwards is not. So some change the girsa, but this is the chilek. Rav Chaim Gadevsky says there's no reason given. Lo nizbar taima mai lachalek, taima mai lachalek, bein harach malos, rishonas lachronas. Why would you separate on the list? They're all differences. Why would some of them you would hold by chulin shenasu al taharas hakodesh and some not? So that is not explained. Okay. So now we get into the next about the kli mitzarif. So the Mishnah said that for kachim, the kli is mitzarif what's in it, and not for truma. So we're about to have three different opinions based on a Mishnah in Idios. The Mishnah in Idios says that a kli is mitzarif, the reisha of the Mishnah, which is not quoted in our Gemara, beginning of the eighth parak of Idios. Again, Idios every line of Idios is a different topic, because it's the edus, it's the testimonies that the rabbis gave when they came back to reset up the Sanhedrin to make sure that we had the Mesorah, the tradition, right? So every Mishnah is everyone hey it, all the different lines. So Rabbi Shimon ben Beseira said, hey, Rabbi Shimon ben Beseira, al efer chatos shenogat tamei b'mikzaso, the ashes of the para aduma. If a tamei person touched some of those ashes, shetimei es kulo. All the ashes are tamei. Right? That's what the Tanakam, that's what Ben Beseira, Rabbi Shimon ben Beseira says. Then we have the line that Agamar is about to quote. Hosef Rabbi Akiva. What else was he made it about? So let's read it now. We're going to have three interpretations. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, number one. Rabbi Yochanan says, Me'edusos Rabbi Akiva hi. Right? What's Me'edus Rabbi Akiva? The Tanakama says only the concept of a kli mitzareth is by chatas. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Akiva added on a din derabanan, the kli is mitzareth even by kachim. The next level down. Not just by chatas, but by kachim. So it's a din derabanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Me'edusos Rabbi Akiva hi. It's from the Edus Rabbi Akiva to Tanit and Taman, because we learned this is the next line of that Mishnah. Hosif Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was also Mosif, the Kli Mitzaref idea for Hasolest, flour, Vaktores, and the incense, Halavona, the frankincense, Vahagachalam, and the coals, Shenogat Tfulyam, and Mixasa, and Shepasalas Kulan. If a Tfulyam touches some of them, Pasalas Kulan. So the Dindaraisa is by Chatas. Rabbi Akiva added on the Dindarabanan, even by Kachem. What is this based on? What do you mean? Didn't we say, we discussed this in the last year, what could become Tame? Right? Food, Ochlam and Mashkim, Adam Mikalim. What's coals and ktores? So what is this? This is exactly what the carbonate here quotes it. Chibas HaKodesh. What we discussed in the last year. Sometimes the concept of Chibas HaKodesh, the preciousness of Kachem, allows you to break rules. So these become tame, even though they're not really food. It gives them a shame ochel v'chulu. That's all number one. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Kiva adds on the concept of tziruf when it comes to Kachem. That's a din derabanan. Rishim ben Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, no, Yodin Hayu, all the rabbis already knew. Shekli Shares Machabrim. The concept of tziruf by kachim is a dindaraisa. Uma balahud, what did Rabbi Akiva come to add? Al shiyari menachas, shei mechabrin et atzmam. If you have a carbon mincha in a kli shares, and then you take out the kmitza to burn, the leftovers, the shirayim, that goes to the kohen. The kohen can eat it. It's kachi kachim, the kohen can eat it. But that doesn't need a kli shares, the leftovers, doesn't need a kli shares. So maybe there, I would have said, on a daraisa level, if some of the shiarayim become tame, the rest doesn't become tame, that's the din derabanan. that the shiurei mincha are looked at as a unit in the kli. Al shiurei mincha shemachaber medatzman. And what's the svara for that? Rabbi Yosi bar Zmina b'shem Rabbi Yochanan mebnei ma amr shiurei mincha shemachaber medatzman. Interesting. Rabbi Yochanan here is talking for Reish Lakish. Mebnei shenizgu lekelyon, because it used to need a kli. Right? The mincha before the kemitza was taken out had to be in a kli shareis. So memela, the leftovers also, the Rabbanan said that the kli is mitzareif masha besocha. That's number two. So number one, Rabbi Yochanan said, there Rabbi Akiva's whole idea of tzirif by kachim is a Rabbanan. Reish Lakish says, no, the tzirif by kachim is a dindaraisa. What's added? The part of kachim that doesn't need the kli. The shirayim of the mincha. And now number three, Rav Acha, Rav Ila, B'shem Rav Yasa, Yodin Hayusha Kli Sharis Machaber. No, maybe even that. Maybe even Shiari Mincha, that's a Din Daraisa. What did Rabbi Akiva add? He added these items that don't even need a Kli Sharis at all. Not even originally. Ma Balahad, Ala Solas, Valaktoras, Valavon of Ala Gachalim. These extra items that you might not even say is considered, in a Kli. Right, the solas, the flour is put, the carbonator says is put on the fire, the or is machaber, the gechalim, the coals, right, even a kli chol is machaber. That's the chiddush midrabanan of Rabbi Akiva. The items related to kachim that are in a kli, on a kli chol. So the Gemara ends off and says, one second, nicha, solas, gechalim, and lavona. I understand those three, solas, gechalim, and lavona are in a kli at some point. Gechalim, the coals. The coals, remember how you do coals every day? You take a kli, Rav Chaim Kanievsky here quotes this from Yuma, right? You take a shovel that holds 4 kavin of coals, you pour that of silver, you pour it into a golden shovel of 3, and you take that in. So the coals on the floor that fell down, those coals, they never even needed a kli. So why should it even need a kli head? They didn't need any kind of kli, right? So why should that be mitzaref? So we'll have to wait there and answer that question by the Shem next time.